Thanks for fetching my slippers, Cloudy. Now if you'll just bring me my pipe, that a girl. Oh, hi. I didn't hear you come in. Join me in a cognac? Good. I'm Robert W. Morgan. Every once in a while, I like to relax in my den and reminisce over some of the early specials of the week. For instance, our second show, The Captain and Tennille.
The night belongs to music. 1,500 people, music's best, have gathered at the Hollywood Palladium for the 1976 Grammy Awards. Andy Williams introduces two legends. They'll present the Grammy for the record of the year.
Ladies and gentlemen, Joan Baez and Stevie Wonder.
Okay. And the winner is
Captain and Tennille.
I'm Robert W. Morgan. Welcome to the special of the week. This week, featuring the Captain and Tennille, whose energies would come together to create a sound and style that captured the ear of the world. But who are the Captain and Tennille?
The Captain.
That's the question everyone was asking back in 1976. Who are the Captain and Tennille? Well, that week on the special of the week, we thought we knew them. Two innocent, wide-eyed lovebirds who love making music together. But this week on the special of the week, we meet the real Captain and Tennille. They're still innocent. Their eyes are still open wide. And they're still in love. Simple, but remarkable. Because they've become the victims of, believe it or not, too much success. Overexposed on television, underexposed on radio. The Captain and Tennille seemed like brilliant binary stars rapidly burning themselves out. But they survived, shining brighter than ever. That's because Daryl Dragon and Tony Tennille knew all along that love really will keep the Captain and Tennille together.
Pressured by your record company to come out with product because, and then we had a TV commitment and we signed too many places is what happened.
So the tendency is to keep you working as much as possible and the artist goes crazy.
Daryl Dragon and his wife Tony Tennille appeared from out of the blue to become 1975's hottest new act. And by the fall of 1976, they even had their own television variety series. But that series was the beginning of the end. The shows portrayed Tony as overbearing and Daryl as a shy buffoon. And they soon abandoned it for occasional specials instead. Tony says if they had to do it all again, they'd just as soon change the channel.
It's so tough for us to go to a writer for TV and say, make us human on television. Show what we really are on TV. They can't do it. I mean, I've been living with Daryl for 7 years, and I still don't know who he is, and I probably know him better than anybody else. But to expect some writer to come in and write it is ridiculous. We have a lot of pressure, again, from our network, ABC, to bring in the comedians. Let's have comedy. Let's have sketches. Yuck, yuck, yuck. You know, we're not going to do that. In fact, we are in a position of strength because of the fact that if they insist on a comic, we won't do it. I don't care about it. I would rather not go on television than go on television again in the way we've done in the past when we were told what would work against our own wishes.
Well, you're such an easy evil. You're such a sensuous sea. Sometimes I don't know.
Taken in.
town from experience that if people know they can turn on the tube and see you all the time, they're just not going to spend the money to come to your concerts. They're going to say, hell, I've seen her on TV.
Or buy a record.
Or buy a record.
The Captain and Tennille had become stranded in television's vast wasteland. Their weekly visits into the nation's living rooms robbed them of their mystique, and that was a mistake.
It's absolutely the truth. I have never seen anything like, not just television, but radio too, really do underestimate the audiences. And I have never felt that you must play down to people, because they're with you. If what you do is good and honest and straightforward and what you believe in, they're going to be with you, you know. I think it's terrible to think down to people, and Daryl and I never have. With any of our music, we've always respected the people that are going to listen to it, because they know a hell of a lot more than you think they do, and they are aware of a hell of a lot more than you think they're aware of in music. I had an executive at a record company tell me that what people want today is earwash. Earwash! They don't even want to have to listen to it. They just want to be able to sit there and do something else and just have it going on in the background, like beautiful music.
Yeah, he says, but your music gets people too involved. They don't want it.
Exactly.
It takes energy to listen to your music.
I refuse to believe that the majority of the people in this country that listen to records want earwash. And if they do, then I'm getting out of the record business. I'm going to do something else.
Can't stop dancing just because the music's gone. Yeah.
Look at the business like a gardener looks at his garden. The guy can be told what he wants to do from the owner. The owner thinks he knows what he wants, but the gardener knows what will make the plants grow and the kind of soil is needed. The same exact.
Oh, that's a good analogy.
I mean, if the gardener, you know, he knows what kind of plants happen and when the plant is happy and everything, and then the owner might even change his mind and say, that's much better. That's what I really wanted, but I didn't know it. You know, and that's what people should do. Everybody should do. It's not only the music business. Everybody should do what they know they do best in their heart.
You need a woman tonight. You were looking to your left, you were looking to your right. You need a woman tonight. You need a lover so right. You need a woman tonight. I got this feeling inside. I'm not looking to run, I'm not looking to hide. You need a woman tonight. You need a lover so right. You need a woman tonight. Need a woman tonight.
You need a woman, need a woman tonight. Need a woman, need a woman tonight. You need a woman, need a woman tonight.
Daryl Dragon becomes the captain and Tony Tennille his mate. Next on the special of the week, I'm Robert W. Morgan.